This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The summary application I would like to make today from our study of Malachi is to set our heart to honor God. Five times he refers to this. In chapter 1, verse 6, he asks, "A son honors his father and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If you honor your earthly father and or master, why would you neglect to honor your heavenly father?" In chapter 2, verse 2, he promises two times to send a curse on those who do not set their hearts to honor him. In fact, he says he will curse their blessings. Not giving God his due is serious. He is a jealous God. He both deserves and demands to be honored by us. Then in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, he gives a wonderful promise to those who do honor his name. Listen, "Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession." God will never forget you if you have set your heart to honor God. Your name will be written on the scroll of remembrance. By virtue of your name being inscribed on that roll, you belong to the Lord Almighty. He wants you to know you are His treasured possession. You don't just belong to Him. He delights in you. You are special in His sight and heart. There is nothing greater than to know you are His treasured possession. This special relationship is reserved for those whose hearts are set to honor God.